Blog Talk Radio.
Six Man
Radio.
Just before this honor, loyalty lives.
As I enter industry with thoughts so lucrative, I was self-destruct before I become captive. They wouldn't let me in, now I'ma take that initiative to stand firm and make my own pivot. Yeah, I knew a few people with similar thoughts like these, and together we make the illustrious CBD. We'll fight until the end. Giving up is not an option. Things will never be the same if you ain't with it. Get the walking in, I'm saying keep it as a reminder. Never stay loyal. Never dishonor. Games didn't work, must find something to keep on falling. You're part of the solution and you're part of the problem. So we looking for something different, cause we done heard the calling. Tell me now no longer can I stand anymore stolen. Understand you possess the consciousness to open closed doors. Tell yourself it's no older matter what it's yours.
Stop without you.
Hello and welcome to another. Thank you. Good evening and thank you. Welcome to another episode of What Race? This is Rome. You can hit me up on Twitter at BIVINROME. And the coast is.
Host.
Here today on time.
Wait, you're not going to let the coast thing go?
Nope.
Anyway, my name is Colby. You can find me on Twitter at KAT5COLY. That's probably the best way to get involved with the show. If you do not call in, the number to call, if you so choose, is 646-478-3599. We watch that number very closely. And just in case you might happen to feel like calling and you choose to do so, we will put you on the air if you want to. So, get involved. Do stuff.
We also have a website, and we also have Facebook. The website is whatrace.wordpress.com.
And Facebook. Is that one of those
Facebook.
Two
lists up? What?
So.
So.
I
what's going on?
Was going to yell at you because you ran so close to the time that the show starts. Like, you got here so late.
What?
But I can't really say anything. Because a half hour ago, I was asleep.
Exactly.
Well,
thanks for that. Well, you sound a little, you sound more awake now. So that's good.
I know. I had to take a shower. Because when I wake up, well, I'm going to attest to this. When I wake up, I don't actually wake up for like a good hour.
She's a zombie when she wakes up. It's quite funny to see.
So, yeah, I'm kind of awake. I'm eating a popsicle. No, you can't have one room.
I don't want a popsicle. That's not the most masculine thing to do, eat a popsicle.
Well, it's like one of the wide, fruity ones.
I'll take word for it.
And quit staring at it, because it looks like you want it.
No, I'm good. But thank you. Thank you so much for the offer. Did anything interesting happen to you this week?
Threw a party. I actually threw my first ever party. Can you believe that?
What? You party?
I know. It went really well. We threw it for my roommate's birthday, which was last Wednesday. So shout out to her. Yeah, that's about it. What about you?
No, just keep seeing interesting characters on the good old public transit. Oh, I lied. I went to Holoscream this weekend.
Holoscream or Halloween Horror Night?
Did I stutter? I said Holoscream, correct. Thank you.
In Tampa?
That's where Holoscream is, isn't it?
Nice. How was it?
Yeah, it was all right. It's definitely one of those things you grow out of the older you get, so.
Yeah.
Mostly
it's
just part of the rides. No. I went to Halloween Horror Nights once and then decided to go to Holoscream Speed, but there's big much of a difference.
Cool, friends, family.
Huh?
Did you go with friends or family?
Friends.
Nice. I wonder, like, what the best group of people to go with is, you know?
Probably friends. Because
no, I'm saying,
like,
females or, like, a certain race, you know?
Yeah, that's an interesting, you would think it'll be, like, a mix of males and females, but, who knows?
Well, who are the funniest ones?
What do you mean? Well, I guess your friends would be your funniest or funniest ones, because you probably have a better time with friends versus family. And
that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying, like, going with white women is the funniest because they freak out. Like, that's what I'm getting at.
that's what you're getting at? Well, I'll take your word for it.
You don't know. You're not listening. You're not understanding me. I'm needing more from this conversation.
Well, I ain't got still so I'm talking to you.
What?
My, the tables turn.
Okay.
Okay. No, what are you talking about? Elaborate.
Good. I don't know how to say it.
Actually, I don't know ethnic background they came from because there was a lot of tourists there. Like, they came,
mm-hmm.
They had, like, it was mostly groups of people, like, groups of, like, tourists or, you know, travelers or, you know, some kind of organization. I'll say about 80% of the people there were poor. There was hardly any, like, couples or, like, groups of friends or anything like that, so everybody reacted the same. The big thing about it was you had the actors there, they had to catch people off guard because if you see them coming, then you know kind of defeats
gotcha.
The purpose. But I will say there was this white girl when we were leaving, and she got some piss scream scared out of her, and she was like, "We gotta go now." I guess her boyfriend or brother or whoever her friend was dying laughing. He was laughing so hard he was falling on the ground and rolling over and everything. And she was almost to the brink of tears. She was so scared.
Aww.
So, it was quite hilarious.
So mad you were like 10 minutes away from me. And I didn't get a call, text, nothing.
I left my phone.
Yeah. The one that your mama let you borrow?
The what?
You
yeah.
heard me.
Yeah.
Called you out on the air.
No, I left my phone, so there was no way of communicating. It was one of those getaways from everything that is Orlando, so the phone stays.
Yeah. Whatever.
You'll be all right.
You're right, I will.
Did you find any interesting stores?
Yes, but I'm struggling right now. Figure them out.
All right.
Because everything changed on the site. So why don't you start yourself?
All right, well, I'll do a follow-up from, I think it was last week. You know the boy who flew from, what was it, Minnesota to Las Vegas? Minneapolis.
Yeah, I remember that.
Well, that's not his first daring act that he's done. He's also reportedly to have stole a car and was arrested for stealing and driving said vehicle. Now, you have to remember this boy is 9 years old, yeah. He's 9 years old, but I can see how
he's recruited by the FBI or something.
Maybe. But I can see how he got on the plane because his mother works at the airport, so I guess if he's with her often there, he can figure out the loopholes. And you know how kids like to figure out and get into stuff they shouldn't be getting into, but it's not the first time he's traveled alone either. He frequently travels on the rail system that they have in Minneapolis, so he's used to just wandering off on his own and traveling. So I found that to be a little interesting.
Interesting,
yeah.
Definitely. Well, since you started us off with like an airline story, I guess, one airline passenger was forced to buy extra seats because he weighs over 500 pounds. However, the seats weren't together.
How does that work?
Yeah, so...
Is he supposed to put half of himself in one seat?
Exactly. Where was he going? He was going from... I think from England. It doesn't say, but I'm pretty sure from England to Ireland and like a round-trip thing. And when he got to the airport, he had to explain to all the staff why he had two tickets because they didn't have any clue. And then when he finally got on the plane, one was an aisle seat and the other one was in a window in a three-seat row. And one was in 17 and one was in 19. So there's absolutely no way. Interestingly enough, though, he was going to try out to be a contestant on BBC's Wales Weight Clinic. So he was trying to, like, try out for the TV diet show to get his weight back under control. But, yeah.
Okay.
So that's forced to buy another ticket that isn't sitting next to his other half.
That is interesting. Speaking of transportation, I got two more stories. A guy in Kansas was hit by a train and then got up, dusted himself off, and walked away from it.
Dang.
That was yeah. 25-year-old Christopher Winberg was walking on the track after his health failure comes in. I don't know how loud your music has to be playing for you not to hear a train honking its horn telling you to get out the way, but apparently he was walking on the track listening to music, and the engineer of the train was honking his horn, you know, and just trying to slow the train down, you know, not to run him over, but eventually hit him, and the engineer said that the guy dusted himself off and picked up his cell phone, made a phone call, and just walked away. He went to the hospital and only had cuts on his legs and shoulders, but he could be facing criminal charges because it's the law not to walk on train tracks, so he could be charged with criminal trespassing.
Wow.
Yeah. But the next story I have is kind of touches on that a little bit because this lady, good old Florida resident, was dangling upside form a drawbridge for half an hour.
Oh, I heard about that.
Yeah.
She was running, like, a marathon, and then for, like, 20 minutes or something, she got stuck on there, and firefighters had to get her down.
I'm not sure about the marathon, but, yeah, she was up there for 22 feet, and it just so happened a few years back, a kid died on the same bridge. Once it was up, he fell.
Dang.
Yeah, he fell to his death. But she also can be facing criminal charges for trespassing.
Oops.
Yeah. Pretty much.
A dog in Indiana, he entered and completed a half marathon after he got out of his leash and ran away from his owner.
I heard about that one.
And he actually got a medal for it, so that's kind of cool. But he finished the race in 2 hours and 15 minutes, beating over half the race's competitors. And then after that, he was taken to the animal control by authorities. Apparently, it was the fourth time that week that the dog escaped from his leash. And that was the night before the race. The Evansville Police Department there in, let's just call it Evansville, I'm going to assume, because it doesn't say, but they posted a picture on their Facebook page kind of explaining what's going on, and the owner saw him and, of course, claimed him. And
Right. Thanks
for that little excursion, he is about to get microchipped and neutered.
Wow. That's awful. It's not the dog's fault, it's the owner's fault for not buying a stronger leash.
Oh? It's the owner's fault for not neutering him in the first place, so he didn't have the urge to run away like that.
Neutering an animal does not reduce the urge to run off.
Yes, it does.
It does not.
It does.
Would you like
any thoughts on whether or not neutering affects the urge to run off? 646-478-3599. I say it does. I've actually seen it. I don't know. Rome is wrong.
No.
As usual.
Rome's never wrong. Never that. Before we go to a music break, I just wanted to say this last article about a man is legally dead. He's told he's legally dead by a judge. He disappeared decades
legally
ago.
Legally dead?
Legally dead, yes. He's alive and breathing today, but he is, on paper, deceased.
Okay.
Yeah. He disappeared decades ago. And he went to court to try to get some identification, but it turned out he was dead. So he went to court to reverse a ruling that had occurred in 1994 that declared him dead after he had disappeared 8 years old earlier. But the judge said you can't. There's no way for him to, you know, change the ruling. So he is. He remains dead, legally.
What the hell do you do if you're dead? Like, you can't
Right. Do
anything.
Right. And it's kind of a twist to it because, funny, his ex-wife doesn't want him to be, I guess, is opposing his movement to try to, I guess, be alive again, because so she doesn't have to repay the Social Security benefits she received to her and the two kids after he was declared dead.
That's really messed up.
Yeah.
Where was he for those 8 years?
It doesn't say, but he said that he fell off the earth because he owed big child support payments. That total to $26,000 in 2004 or 1994.
Wow.
And he said he ran off and because he lost his job and he was an alcoholic. Oh, it does say. He lived in Florida and Georgia before returning to Ohio. And he is 61 years old, right, to this day.
Wow. God of the Year award right there.
Yeah.
Well, that's so again, it was a music break.
Call me daddy. Pimp, no caddy. She wish she never had me. Treat her like a dog. Call the bitch Lassie. young savvy. Banger like Cincinnati, above average. Fly like I'm Aladdin, they been backwards. Throw the pussy at them, I'm Ben Wallace. Dump some things on baskets. Balls in the air. No games, I'm serious, double dare. There's too many bitches, why these niggas wanna serve? Hat run up in here, nigga, this ain't no beer. I'm fake, yeah, my nigga, I'm fake. Drop, drop it on the bitch, make it nasty, make it nasty, make it nasty. Heart dropping on the bitch, make it nasty. Yeah, bitch, make it nasty. Tongue got the throat by the other bitch gagging. Bottles in the basket, pills in the plastic. She gon' do drugs, we don't do acid. Fucking on the mattress, hit the best shrink. Ain't nothing better, it's the best thing. Got a China bitch, straight from Beijing. Pussy so tight, all she do is scream. Oh, bend it over, make you touch the toes. I like how she married, go round, round the pole. Open, close. I like when my bitches don't wear no clothes. It's hot up in this motherfucker, we low. Anxious in this motherfucker, we got it sold. TTT raw when I walk in the door. Bitches, they know, yeah, bitches, they know. Ha, make it nasty, make it nasty. Drop it on the bitch, make it nasty. Make it nasty, make it nasty. Pop it on the bitch, make it nasty. Make it nasty, make it nasty. Drop it on the bitch, make it nasty. Make it nasty, make it nasty. Pop it on the bitch, make it nasty. Bitch, better have my money, money. Bring back 100, take 20 more minutes, then I'm coming. I could fuck you longer, but bitch, I'm in a hurry. Hurry up, Hussein, boat to the money. Swear I'm the shit, everybody fly around me. Rap like hustling, you hustling with dummies. I got a big ego, bitch, don't touch me. Fucking for some money, fucking at the country. Twisted with the homies, you at home lonely. Call it Macaulay, talking white boobies. Fuck the police, these niggas know they know me. 50 for the rollie, niggas ain't brodies. Hoes got them tripping, cuffing like cufflinks. Don't know what her tongue be, rinse it in the fucking sink. I don't care what the bitch think, I just know one thing.
Bitch better have my money. 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 Bitch better have my money.
Bitch
better have my money.
Better have my money. If the bitch don't, tell her bounce like a bunny. I don't give a fuck about what that bitch talking. She ain't got the cash, so that bitch get to walking. I eat, sleep, shit, think about them dollars. Pop a pill, pop a nigga, pop my collar. I'm popping like a tic tac, bitch, you better get back. Funny looking bitch, who you been fucking sent bad? I did that, do it all, go bit. Never small, got a crib with a closet. You would think you at the mall. In her mouth like holes, in her jaws like wisdom teeth. You hit a beat, I bet you they gon' make this in the Middle East. I been a freak, I was fucking in the bathroom. I was fucking that school like my house didn't have room. My best friend is named Benjamin Frank, so bitch better have my cash.
Bitch better have my money. 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 Bitch better have my money.
I'm so high.
Bitch better have my money. 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 Bitch better have my money.
Get more DJ.
Mac City chick, Mac City chick. 10, 20s and them 50s chick. 100 deep, VIP, no guest list. TT ball, you don't know who you with. Got my other chick, hugging on my other chick. Hugging all night, nigga, we ain't sell a bit. Back down to the dope, I ain't selling it. Buy fresher than a Kevin man. Go let him in, last king killing it. Young money, yeah, we getting rich. Grandma, girl, you know what it is. Rack City chick. Rack City chick. Rack City chick. 10, 20s and a 50s chick. Rack City chick. Rack City chick. Rack City chick. 10, 20s and a 50s chick. I'm a star. Look at the paint on the car. Too much rim, make the ride too hard. Tell that chick, hop out, walk the boulevard. I need my money pronto. Get it in the morning like Alonzo. Rondo, green got cheese like a nacho. You ain't got no white bag, wear a poncho.
From the front to the back, from the left to the right side, we worldwide. From the east to the west side, get it girl, that's right. Let's ride. She ain't got to tell me she want it. She know I know that she with it. She moan and groan when I did it. She told me, look it, I did it. Sexy thing, enough to make a go crazy, man, do crazy. Then we get to talking and touching, we get to licking and sticking. Now you know what we doing when you're around and we missing. We go to perfect positions, we get it popping. Now listen, too much pleasure, the message, you got the power that BP make a wanna get to me in the major way. Jackpot, jump shot it. Fade away, I mean, way away. I be on that elite, that HBK heartbreak can't teach.
Vaughn, don't play the
beat
shot this.
I beat the beat the
amateurs. Make a buzz a few times when I come through. Then we smoke a blunt and kick it like kung fu. You going crazy in the you nut too. You don't got three or four, I'm trying to nut too. If she told you, she got an offer mouth. Think I hit her one time at the Waffle House.
Turn up.
Might have been an IHOP, but it definitely wasn't my spot. Look at all these, what a band was at. You know I hate a man, what a glam was at. I'm trying to sing something with me when the club close. Look at this, I got the phantom full of club. Yeah.
Thank you. Welcome back to What Race?
Sure.
This is Rome.
and he's been muted. Imagine that, because he tried speaking while I was speaking. Anywho, what?
Hey, Coach, what's going on? No, the show's called What Race? It's called What Race? So
I've got a couple more things that I wanted to talk about. One made, like, national headlines. But I'll get to that in a minute. And this is kind of what brought me to think of it. There's a story in New York City where 1,500 skateboarders were simultaneously riding down Broadway Boulevard.
Huh.
35 of them got ticketed because they took part in so-called Broadway Bomb Saturday, slowly traveling down the street from 116th to Wall Street. Most of them were stopped about 11 blocks into the trip, and then nobody knows the types of citations, but it's basically like moving slow, slowing traffic, you know, like that kind of thing. And that was interesting because I didn't hear anything about it. The thing that I did hear about, and we're going to have that video up on the website if we don't already, was...
Yes, because I'm psychic like that. I know exactly what to post.
there was like a motorcycle... What are they called?
What? What are you talking about?
What are they called? Like, not rally, motorcycle.
You're talking about
ride.
A motorcycle gang?
No. Like, when they all ride together.
You just ride. There's no specific name for it.
No, the word is escaping me. It's a bike. Something. Mm-hmm. Anyway, there were like a bunch of people on motorcycles riding through New York, if you hadn't heard the story. And
oh, my gosh, you're not about to do this story.
Huh?
You're not about to do the story. I think you're about to do, are you?
Anyway, so they're riding through, and what the media keeps, like, focusing on is basically they took their helmet and busted a car window and pulled the guy out who was like a father, and he had his family in there, and they beat him up.
Yeah,
what?
You're so late.
The media doesn't. Well, can you just pause for half a freaking second? Do I need to mute you again?
Proceed.
Hey. What they don't really talk about is, so, and we put the full footage up, which from before that incident, like, on the website. So, riding along, they are, like, on all sides of this SUV, and the person riding kind of in front of the SUV is trying to slow them down so that all the bikes can get in front of them and go on about their merry way. However, the SUV driver, the guy that I was talking about, decides to bump the guy in front of him on the bike. And
right.
They get pissed off. The guy gets off his bike and goes around to talk to him. So the SUV proceeds to run over the bike and then I think a few more and drive away. So, of course,
right.
They're all pissed off. They're like a bunch of fucking bees swarming. Seriously, that's like the only thing I think of watching this. So they're going... And keep trying to catch up with them. Eventually, like, most of them fall back, but there's a good amount of them that keep going because anytime that he does get kind of slowed down, generally he will run over more bikes. I think there were a few injuries. I don't remember. But... Then eventually they finally do get him caught in traffic and they start beating his window and getting, like, beating him up in front of his family. So, my thing is, I feel like it's totally warranted, to be perfectly honest, because he, there's multiple hit and runs on his part, and knowing that they're on bikes.
Thank you. You know what? You're all right.
You're supposed to be more, thanks, and you're supposed to be more careful around bikes. It's easier to, like, throw them off than an SUV, you know? I think it was completely warranted, but I wanted to see what everybody else thinks. The number to call is 646-478-3599. I'm going to check Twitter, too. What were
or
you going
to
say?
If you're listening to the show, you know, throughout the week, you can also call 850-583-0429. Again, that's 850-583-0429. Call or text, it's up to you.
So about your opinions?
Yep.
Share them?
And
from?
The link is up. What's up? Oh, my opinion? I got into a huge, huge argument over this particular topic because I was telling them that I was telling the person, like, look, you know, they have, the guy has, yes, of course, yeah, he has his wife and his kid and car. But he's protected by metal, a vehicle that is built to safety standards to protect you from running into a wall. And you're just going to start running over bikes? Nah, it's not cool. Still not cool.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I think it was completely warranted. Apparently, I heard that there were a couple cops in the group that wound up falling back and kind of letting whatever was going to happen happen.
Right.
And I think that was good, too.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't really get why we're showing so much mercy on this guy when he clearly did, like, he was the one that was doing something wrong first.
Right. My point was, when I was like, you know, I used to ride motorcycles. I'm in the market of purchasing another one. But it's like it's bad enough that you have to avoid, you know, reckless drivers. So now you have this guy that's intentionally, that he's claiming he's, you know, fearing for his life, but you have no reason to fear for your life. You're enclosed in your vehicle. Your windows are rolled up. There's nothing for you to fear. And for you to deliberately run over bikes, if you damage my property, that, you know, there's repercussions for that. You put my life in danger intentionally. So I don't feel sorry for the guy at all.
Do you think that both parties should be charged with stuff, and who do you think should be more heavily charged?
Well, if anybody's going to be charged with anything, then they both should. Yeah, if you want to sit back like, yeah, you shouldn't have ran on a bike, but yeah, you shouldn't have beat them up. Okay, then charge both parties. You charge them with assault, you charge the guy with property damage. Or you have those two charges cancel each other out because the guy's still alive. There's nobody died from it. So it's either everybody gets charged or nobody gets charged. See what I'm saying? And I'm talking to myself again. All right. I love when that happens. So we'll go to a quick music break, and we'll be back shortly.
Like the legend of the phoenix, all ends with beginnings. What keeps the planet spinning? The force from the beginning.
We've come too far to got you.
I got a car for you.
I got a whip for you.
Black car for you.
Ball hard for you.
I know you wanna get fancy. I know you wanna start dancing.
Hey, girl, you know you're looking so damn fine. You're looking like you fell from the sky. You know you make a grown man cry. I wanna give it to you.
Hit it to the beat.
Never be host because you just chill, and then if I decide to go in the screening room and talk to somebody, you're like, oh, where is she? We're gonna go to a music break and we'll be back.
Like, I done told you about trying to talk to me in a kind of way, so you call that out.
And after almost a year of doing this, have I ever listened?
Nope.
Yep.
But I have hope. I have hope.
Well, I guess you gotta have faith in something, huh?
Yeah, got to. Well, we actually have a caller.
For once.
Oh, gosh, let it go. Look, I told you, when we got a caller, you can stop complaining and nagging and all that, because we have a caller. So
he doesn't count.
Relax. All right, anyway, this is our DJ. He provides our music for us on What Race. He's a good friend of mine, and this is DJ Chess.
Heyo, what's good, everybody? I'm Mick Gary, a.k.a. DJ Chess, live here in Tallahassee, born and raised in Chicago, live in Tallahassee for school at the Florida State University, proud No Nation member. Oh, yeah, and we're going to whoop that ass this Saturday at Clemson.
You're damn right.
Yes.
But I digress. So.
Because none of us care about football, clearly.
Right, right, of course not. No, we're Florida State.
Anywho.
You want to give us your thoughts or opinions about the biker story that we just talked about?
Man, you know, I had a conversation with this with a few friends of mine about the situation of, like, what was it, like, I forgot when, but sometime, like, over the past 2 days, and I basically was just kind of silly. Like, overall, in my opinion, those situations was kind of petty. Like, the fact that, okay, yeah, somebody crossed you off, it's crossed you over, and it's really no reason for you to sit there and chase the guy down and then pull him out the car, especially in front of his family. I mean, it takes a real punk to do something like that. I understand, okay, if it's something, like, that was actually serious, like, he crossed you over and then, like, he almost killed, like, 300 people, like, okay, I completely understand that situation where you guys want to retaliate. But, of course, we need to be more civil in our actions and take things to the courtroom. I mean, granted, not all situations, you know what I mean, are the wrong people put in jail, but the right people put in jail and whatnot. Cough, cough, Zimmerman, cough, cough. But, you know, that's another story for another day.
Right.
But, yeah, man, like, it really,
I mean,
really depends on how they act. Huh? Go ahead.
I guess I can see what you're saying about taking it to the courtroom, because he does have, like, video evidence, so he would have a good shot at it. But, on the other hand, that would take so long. Like, it would take, don't most court cases take, like, at least a year? It would take so freaking long that it's, like, instant justice.
Pretty much. But,
hey.
I feel you on that because, you know, yeah, you know, you got to be more civil about the situation. Hey, I feel in danger. You could have rolled down with this. Can you guys, like, not cut me off or, like, do all this other stuff? Like, I'm family. I'm just trying to, you know, we're trying to go to Chuck E. Cheese. I don't know where they're going, but just trying to go to Chuck E. Cheese real quick. And, you know, you guys are driving erratic. I'm just trying to keep safe. He didn't have to run them over or run over the bikes, but, you know.
But then again, if in the extended version of the video that we posted, and the reason that we posted that is because that came out later, and that was less focused on. If you, like, watch everything, there's a lot of stuff that's not usually mentioned. But
right.
The first guy that he bumped into was going to talk to him. He didn't act like, I mean, he's probably pissed, but he didn't act like he was going to beat the crap out of him. He was just like, got off his bike, turned to go walk to and talk to him, and dude ran over his bike. Like, major foul on his part.
Yep,
that is true. That is true. I mean, I commend you on that point, but at the same time, it's like, sometimes you gotta let certain things go. Like, obviously, like, with great power comes great responsibility. Ha-ha, Spider-Man quote. Basically, at the end of the day, you gotta understand that, like, you know, you have a whole crew of people, you know what I mean? You know deep down inside that you could do a lot of damage to this person and this family. You know what I mean? You know you have that power. So why go in and abuse that power? Was it really the situation where you had to go talk to them? You could just let it go and, you know, moved on. That's why I say it was a petty situation, because, like, a lot of times, like, a lot of random arguments, a lot of petty fights, a lot of nonsense that happens, heck, at nightclubs, at football games or whatever. People will fight and they'll get mad at each other and they'll want to go at it just because of some small skirmish or whatnot, like some small argument. And it's like, you can't sit there and let yourself get heated about situations. And it's like, that's why, like, we can't have nice things today. Like, when you go out and party, people want to fight because, this girl wanted to talk to you and didn't want to talk to me. Or, see here, you got this drink from the bartender before I did because she didn't notice me. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes you got to let certain things go and just go ahead and move on with your life, because life is too short, you know?
Right.
It's too short to sit and whatever the nonsense. And now we got to sit here and worry about these guys, these biker boys, not necessarily biker boys in general, but these biker guys who were in this incident, and now it makes them look bad. You know what I mean? It's like, because stereotypes all start somewhere, and, you know, this could very well start a certain stereotype for someone else. And then now somebody might hear this story and, like, motivated to buy a gun so they can protect their family. And then they might shoot somebody on accident because they think this guy might be a danger to his family when he's not. You know, like, the reason why we're so afraid nowadays is because, like I said, we can't have nice things since so many people want to abuse these things and so many people want to think illogically. So
this is why we can't have nice things.
Yeah.
All right, well, two more thoughts of mine on that one is, and one part of me wants to just say it's survival of the fittest, because if you're dumb enough to sit there and try and piss off a bunch of bikers, like, you know how many there are. Why are you trying to piss them off? Like, that's dumb. Like, you're doing it to yourself. And then my other thought, I lost. but
it's okay. It's okay.
I lost it.
Now, a question about, I have a question here about that. Because as far as survival of the fittest is concerned, I mean, if you, okay, I'm being a little extreme right here, all right? First off, you're obviously an attractive young lady, right? So imagine if you were to go out somewhere, right, and you wore provocative clothing. You know, it might not be too provocative. You know, I mean, you could be covering the twerk, you know, the twerk machine down there. You could be covering the cleavage, you know, but, you know, at the same time, it's enough for somebody to see you and be like, oh, my gosh, wow, she looks cute. Now, if someone would take advantage of you, would that be survival of the fittest? No, not. And the reason why I say it is because, like, yeah, you're right. You're right. In the beginning, the driver was wrong, you know, for doing what he was doing. Why piss him off? You know what I mean? Like, that's what I was saying. You got to let certain things go, you know. Like, in the beginning, he should let it go. And then the bigger guy should have been like, you know what? Okay, this little guy is just this driver who is trying to represent for his family, whatever he's trying to do, let me just leave him alone. Let them go about their business because we're going to mess them up. You know what I mean? We know we can mess them up, so why waste our time? And with something so petty, let them leave, get out of here, let them go. You know what I mean? We're not going to have no
problem.
You know
what? I just remembered my other point. It was,
here you go.
I mean, yeah, it seemed small, but he, like, drove over the guy's bike. Like, completely drove over it. Like, it was a rock or something. It just... boom, boom, two tires over it, through the middle.
Sure.
Like, you can't get up from that, or you can't use your bike after that, I wouldn't think. I don't know.
Nope, you can't, because it's labeled as, you get the, it,
like
no, you can't drive your bike anymore, because it's damaged. I forget the proper terminology for it, but you're not allowed to ride a total bike, you know, anymore. It's no longer street legal.
Yeah. So, yeah, it is kind of small in the fact that he probably could have just ridden with one of the other hundreds of bikers. But on the other hand, it's like you just hit a hit and run. Not only a hit and run, but you totaled my bike, almost hit several of my other friends that were on bikes, and then thought you could just get away with it.
Oh, by the way, mind you, I'm not saying that, you know, the driver was right for that, you know, at all. Like I said, as far as the whole being petty situation is concerned, I'm saying, like, from the overall perspective, the driver was wrong, period. He's at fault, you know what I mean? He's completely at fault.
Okay.
And you know, like, that let's get that straightened down the middle. Like, he's at fault, period. You know what I mean? He should not have been sitting there doing anything he was doing in that situation. Had he had just, you know, saying left, everything would be A-okay. You know what I mean? Instead of doing what, especially with his family in the car. You know what I mean? Like, you're an idiot for putting your family in jeopardy like that. You know what I mean? Like, as a man, you're supposed to take care and protect your family and get your family out of a situation. Like, if you had any, like, proper mindset, he would have left and came back with some people, and that would have been it. That could have been the situation right there, instead of risking his family's life and then, you know, getting handled like that in front of his family. So that's why I was like, you know, overall, the whole thing
gotcha.
Starts on his part.
All right. Well, kind of on the same subject, but changing it a little bit. From what I've heard, and like I said, this is just what I've heard. It might not be right. It may have changed. I don't know. But a lot of the bikers got charges, but the driver did not.
Right.
Get, like, as the beat. He got, like, a slap on the wrist.
That's what I was saying earlier. It's like, you should have got, you know, property damage. That's somebody's bike. That's somebody's property. They invested time and effort energy to make their bike just like them. What?
He should have got a hit and run.
That's what I'm saying. At least.
That's not offending.
Property damage is more extreme, but hit and run is a little less severe.
Both.
All right, both.
Okay. Can somebody explain to me what the... so I'm a little very ADD. Can somebody explain to me what these cartoon, like, meme things are that I keep seeing popping up on social media? Anybody?
Memes? Yeah, memes? Anybody? Like, what kind of, like memes?
They're
or...
They're like memes. Like... M-E-M-E, meme. Bit strips, apparently, is what it's called.
Bit strips?
That's great.
Okay,
let's
describe this. Describe this meme. Describe the meme for me, or tweet a picture of a meme. Tweet, like, an example real quick, so I can like get a full grasp of what you're talking about right now.
Okay. I just found the website. It's bitstrips.com, B-I-T-S-T-R-I-P-S, and this I've started seeing in the last day or two. But it's instant comics and cards starring you and your friends. You create cartoon avatars for you and your Facebook friends and put them in all kinds of comics ready to share.
Oh, man.
Has anybody heard of this? 1 million users. Like, I mean, I've been seeing them all over Twitter today. And I was really confused. Because some of them are kind
oh,
of
man.
Raunchy and some of them are really stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, no? I get it. Yeah. All right. These basically are like, come on, from my logic, they're like a step above. Okay, yeah, have you ever wanted to, like, have, like, a comic? Or have you ever been, like, okay, of course you live life. But have you ever been going throughout your day and be like, oh, wow, that was funny. I wish I could show my friends about it. So basically, like, let's say that all three of us are chilling, you know. Me, you, and Mom are chilling. And then, boom, like, something just blows up out of nowhere. A tire just hits me inside the head. You know, like, I'm okay, but you guys find it funny. Like, you'll make like, a strip, like a comic strip, of course, of, like, the car blowing up with this laughing, and it just hits me out of nowhere. And, you know, like, show you guys laughing at me. Just random stuff like that, hypothetical situations like that. We just put stuff out there, and it's like, oh, wow, that was just, like, silly. So it's kind of like these different strips of, like, your life.
Yeah, you're right. I would laugh at you if that happened.
Fucking asshole. See, I knew it. This guy's wrong. We go back so far.
How do we all know each other?
Oh, man, it's so many.
What, like 8 years now?
Yeah, it sounds that's
what?
All right. Yeah.
So, like, yeah. almost his entire college situation, huh?
Yeah.
No, we met each other, what? Yeah, it was our sophomore year when we met each other. So,
yep. Yeah.
Long time ago.
You know, I had to throw something in there about how long he's been in college.
You see what I have to do every Monday. She always tries. I can't stand it sometimes.
It stings. Oh, it stings. It hurts so bad. Okay, that was wrong. Let me not laugh.
But it's so funny.
I'm sorry. That's
fine.
Right, we will make a strip of that situation right there. The strip will be about basically, you know, us, you know, Jerome being in school forever, whatever, and then you'll be like, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
I thought it's a bad thing. Shoot, in all honesty, if I could, I'd have stayed in school as long as I could right now also, because where the economy is, jobs are still
yeah.
come by.
I was thinking about this. I'm going back to school.
Like nowadays, you have to get these internships. It's not about what you know anymore. It's all about who you know. College puts you in the right places to meet people, and after you meet these people, you use connections to get a job instead of you simply getting an education and getting a job.
Right.
Exactly.
You gotta learn how to network and, you know, make those connections.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
But I digress. Well, yeah, the old situation. Yes, I do. Like, as far as them, you know, getting the slap on the wrist, it's like it's only because it's like he looks like a victim. Like, that's basically how the situation is. You know, he looks in that situation. He looks like a victim instead of pressing charges and whatnot. That's why I said that he's like the biker should let it go. You know, and just got him for, you know, saying hitting his bike, because then they'd have to pay for it. Granted, it would take a year. Now look at the situation. Now, you know what I'm saying, they're going to be arrested. Bike's going to be arrested, and they're going to be, you know what I'm saying, they're going to have to deal with the consequences, unfortunately. It's kind of like how, you know, us short people, before Jerome says it, us short people, you know, I mean, most of us tend to have, you know, short man complex, and we're always trying to yell, you know what I mean, try to pull the book tough or whatnot. I don't, you know, but most of us short people do, you know. So, and then the tall person is like, okay, I'm not going to try to fight you. Just scare me, little person. You know, kind of like the responsibility.
This is going somewhere. Yeah.
I feel like
I've met you before, Nick. I really do. I think I've met you before.
Some time ago. Dun dun dun.
Like at a party. No, I'm so serious. Like, I can picture you if that's who you are. But Anyway, do I sound creepy? I feel like I sound creepy.
Yeah, she's a little creepy.
I'm not creepy.
Be careful. She's a creep. We appreciate you calling in. I'm sure Colby really appreciates you. She's been nagging the listeners for the longest time.
I don't
know. Hey, please,
call in. Don't be afraid to call in, guys. Go ahead, feel free to give a call. You know, come in, talk about whatever you want to talk about, whether you want to argue, debate, or whatever it is. Call in. That's all you got to do. That's all it is.
Yeah.
So, well, I'm going to get you guys good. I'm about to go to this event tonight. I'm going to tell you about your homecoming. It's going to be an interesting night. I'm one of those weird guys. I don't really do strip clubs, but No. At Baja's, they're doing a King of Diamond Girls versus Stroker Girls. King of Diamond is a club in South Florida, and Stroker's is a club in Atlanta. And they have girls from both clubs coming to Tallahassee to do a little competition at Baja's. This will be interesting.
Enjoy.
I thought Tallahassee couldn't have, like, strip club things.
Well, it's not a strip club.
All right. So they still aren't having them. It's just a party, right?
Yes, it's
okay.
A party.
Just a party.
And people
just
happen to
just
take their clothes off.
And just happens to have people. If people just happen to show up and take their clothes off and, you know, go up and down a pole, that's just what happens, you know?
Yeah.
But,
like,
I mean,
but it's a party, though.
Yeah.
It's a party. It's not even a party. It's a get-together.
It's a gathering. It's a social gathering. We're gonna read scriptures. All right, let me stop. That was going a little too far. But we're going to hold hands and sing Kumbaya, my Lord.
Right?
Well, yeah. Well, we appreciate you calling in. We're about to hit up a music break. The music provided by your the good old DJ Chaz. So, hope you enjoy.
All right, yeah. You guys take care. Have a great day.
Thanks for calling in.
Adios.
Sonic's the name. Speed's my game.
I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a come up. This is fucking awesome.
Now, walk into the club like, what up? I got a big pack. I'm just pumped. I bought some shit from a thrift shop. Ice on the fringe is so damn frosty. The people like,
damn, that's a cold ass honky.
Rolling in hella deep, headed to the mezzanine. Dressed in all pink, set my gator shoes. Those are green drapes and a leopard mink. Girl standing next to me, probably should have washed this. Smells like R. Kelly sheets.
But shit, it was 99 cents.
I get copping it,
washing it. About to go and get some compliments. Passing up on those moccasins. Someone else has been walking in by me and grungy fucking me. I am stunting and flossing and saving my money. And I'm hella happy that's a bargain, bitch. I'ma take your grandpa style. I'ma take your grandpa style. No, for real. Ask your grandpa, can I have his hand me down?
Thank you.
Velour jumpsuit and some house slippers. Dookie brown leather jacket that I found. Dig it. They had a broken keyboard. I bought a broken keyboard. I bought a ski blanket. Then I bought a kneeboard. Hello, my ace man, my mellow. John Wayne ain't got nothing on my fringe game. Hell no. I could take some pro wings, make them cool, sell those. The sneaker heads would be like,
he got the Velcro.
I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a come up. This is fucking awesome. I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a come up. This is fucking awesome.
He said he came from Jamaica. He owned a couple acres, a couple fake visas, cause he never got his papers. Gave up on love, fucking with them heartbreakers. But he was getting money with the movers and the shakers. He was mixed with a couple things, bore like a couple rings. Bricks in a condo and grams to sing sing. Left arm, baby, mother tatted. 5 year bid up north when they ratted. Anyway, I felt them, helped them, put them on lock, seat belt them. Took them out to Belgium, welcome. This pretty, that's seldom. This box better than the box he was held in. I'm on my Z in the outer. I call him daddy like doubters. He like it when I get drunk, but I like it when he be sober. That's top of the topper. I never fuck with beginners. I let them play with
times her and her mama alike. So all they do is fight. I tell her make me some money, she tell me make me a wife. I tell that bitch you crazy, fuck wrong with you. And excuse my French, but I'm a long kisser. And then she try to tell me I'm the only one that's hitting. And I say, what about them niggas? She say, what about them niggas? You right, what you doing tonight? Put on something tight, don't judge me, I get life. She love me like a brother, but fuck me like a husband. Push it like an oven, too hot to put my tongue in. All I had to do was rub it, the genie out the bottle. Put it so wet, I'ma need God. She tell me that it's mine, I tell the top line. Mine and who else, she said, worry about yourself, let's go.
Ballin' in it, bitch. Hoppin' out in Lambos and Ferraris in it, bitch. Poppin' bottle with a teeth, red supermodel, bitch. They may talk a lot of that, but they can't do a lot of it. Aye, Rico told me turn the lights on. So I grabbed the Audemars, threw the ice on. I'm a bitch, dog. Got them pissed off. A lot of nigga rappin', ain't none in raw. Hey, look at T.I. Ballin' in the V.I. Bunch of bad bitches with a lookin' like a Leo. We get full up, hop out, go in, show out. Try the whole bar, pop out, go hard, hit club so packed.
So packed, these hoes so drunk. This club so packed, these hoes so drunk.
I got a bottle, got a bottle, got a molly, got a bottle. Full of bad bitches and they came to play. Okay, it must be your ad, cause it ain't your fate. Now, if you're looking for them bottles and them stacks, girl, then make your way up to my section where it's at, girl. Okay, now do you wanna kick it with a nigga with a meal? Think it broke, nigga, looking mad, they just gotta deal with it. Get right, ho, roll the dice, ho. You ain't gotta be a dice, that's a light, ho. But every day I strip behind the wall, I do a big ride, fly, sunshine, and ball. I got a bunch of money, so come and get it from me. And a bucket full of bottles, bust it open if you wanna get club so bad.
So drunk, this club so packed, these hoes so drunk, this club so packed, these hoes so drunk.
I got a bottle, got a bottle, got a molly, got a bottle.
Thank you.
shorty answer right back. I be on it like, cool booty is it? Cool booty is it? Cool booty, cool booty, cool booty is it? Cool booty is it? Cool booty is it? Cool booty, cool booty, cool booty is it? Look, mama, I know what you want. Begging me to beat it like the bass on my trunk. I'm a little nasty, I ain't even got a front. Take it from your head down, down on your butt. I like Tyson, my booty. I knock that house down. Get around, never applause, make it clap. See boy, that pretty girl, give me that, give me that. If I hit it once, you know that shorty coming back. Hey, bloody game, looking so good, girl, what's my name? Hit it from the back, hair boy swag. When I talk shit, shorty has it right back. I be on it like,
DJ Chill. Get him on, DJ.
Money over here, can't buy love, but buy you what you want. They hit it from the back, hit it from the front. Big old booty, pull up on whips and shoes, be something fun. To buy this here, you need a passport. We bought a whole store, Asian for vodka. Booty so big, put a ring on it. But for now, I tattoo my name on it.
Booty gang, so good, girl, what's my name? Hit it from the back, hair boy swag. When I talk shit, shorty answer right back. I be on it like, cool booty, 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 cool booty.
Hello.
You're listening to What Race? Oh, and we're about to actually end the show.
Yes, I'm sure the host is very satisfied that she finally got call in and share his thoughts.
But it's host.
Are you happy now? Yes. Yeah, I know. I heard you. Host.
Host. With an H.
I know. The H is silent. C-H-O-S-T.
No, it's not Chost.
No, I said the H is silent. It's Coast.
No. You're just on a roll for being wrong today.
If you say so.
So, sorry. I'm tired, apparently.
Yeah, even after a nap in the shower.
Man, that was such a good nap. Like, I don't even know how to describe it. It was amazing.
Oh, my gosh. Here
we go. Should all be jealous?
I guess so, but it's about the time to go to bed anyway. So we appreciate everyone listening to the show. And we appreciate Nick, a.k.a. DJ Chess, for calling in. That's the guy who does our music for us. And you can find us here.
I actually looked him up on Facebook, and I didn't know him. I did meet him at a party. And now I'm a creeper. Okay, go on.
Yep. So, with the Creeper Coast, and this is Rowan. We're signing off. And tune in next week, same time, same place. And
have
we'll see you guys.
Good night.
Good evening. And good week.
Just before this honor, loyalty lives.
As I enter industry with thoughts so lucrative, I was self-destruct before I become captive. They wouldn't let me in, now I'ma take that initiative to stand firm and make my own pivot. Yeah, I knew a few people with similar thoughts like these, and together we make the illustrious DVD. We'll fight until the end. Giving up is not an option. Things will never be the same if you ain't with it. Get to walking,
don't
and I'm saying,
yeah,
keep it as a reminder. Never stay low, never dishonor. Games didn't work, my spine's out and they keep on falling. You ain't part of the solution and you're part of the problem. So we looking for something different, cause we done heard the calling. Time is now no longer, can I stand anymore stolen? Understand you possess the consciousness to open closed doors. Tell yourself it's no older, man, I'm growing.